May I speak with Ray, please?
Hold on a minute. Hello?
May I speak with Ray, please?
Who is this, please?
This is Brent Kelly. I wrote a couple of weeks ago asking about an interview.
Okay, I'll have to get him. He's over in another building. Just a minute.
Okay, thank you. This is Brent Kelly. I wrote you a couple of weeks ago asking about an interview.
Yes.
Is this a good time to do it, sir?
Yes. Oh.
Pardon me?
Here?
No, sir. I'd like to do it over the phone if we may. I'm in Kentucky.
Oh, that's quite the vibe. Yeah.
Okay. And if you will, I'll ask a dozen or so questions or maybe a little more, and if you just answer, please, as long or short as you want to.
Okay.
Okay. First, let me tell you how much I appreciate this. I really do. It helps me, and it will certainly help the baseball fans know a little bit something about you and the game of a few years ago. Who did you sign with originally?
Oh, my goodness, fish. Oh, you don't have anything that might give me an idea.
No, I don't have your. I've looked for your minor league record, and I have not been able to find it anywhere.
Well, it was probably Houston Bucks.
Oh, okay. Okay, did you play there in the Texas League then?
Oh, yeah. Played 1 year. Played 1 year.
Okay. Well, then you came to the majors in 1925 at the end of the season with the Indians.
Yes.
Do you remember your first start, the shutout?
Well, yes. I believe it was...
Your other game, this was against Philadelphia.
Well, I don't know exactly, but I remember you said something about shutting them out. I think I pitched a shutout game, yeah. But, oh God, you don't know when.
It was on September 26, 1925, against the Athletics.
Yeah.
And you shut them out 6-0. Do you recall that day at all?
Well. part of it, but not all of it.
Yeah, it's a long time ago, isn't it? Okay, well, the main part of your career, and this is what we really want to talk about, is with the Phillies. Do you recall how the Phillies got you?
Well, let's see. If you got it down there, it's I think I was playing with Peoria, I believe.
Uh-huh. That's roughly what I have found, but it's awful hard to find information from that far back. In the time you were in the National League, you only played for one winning team. You had the misfortune to be on probably as bad a bunch of teams as anybody ever got stuck with. But in 9 years, 9 full years, you won over 10 games 6 times and had some really good years for really bad teams. How this is a hard question, but how bad were the Phillies in those days?
Well, they were good in some spots, some places, but most of them, the players just didn't come to par on the division they played.
Mm-hmm.
Players in different places here and there, and they'd have been good ball
players. Well, you had very little help. You'd have maybe one other pitcher each year that was decent, but most of the time you just really didn't have any pitchers.
Well, that's right. I would have done better if I'd been with a better ball club. I'd won a lot more games, but the backup for the pitchers, the support pitcher wasn't too strong.
And you know, if you got in trouble, you didn't have anybody to come in. It was just you.
Right.
Well, you were a fair hitter for a pitcher.
Well, I was swinging the ball out in the middle.
Well, you hit a home run. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I think that was in Philadelphia. Was it?
Let me look here. I think you were with Brooklyn when you hit the home run.
Well, it might have been in the Phillies ballpark.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Right here,
oh yes, sir.
I don't forget the distance. It's
like 245 feet or something, wasn't it?
What? It wasn't so far. I forget the distance down from home plate to right field fence. Jack, it wasn't far.
Yeah, a lot of cheap home runs there.
Yeah, three times the distance from home to first base.
Oh boy.
High wall. You hit the ball high. A high pop up in right field. The left fielder have to come in ashes and make the ballpark. But this one is will chop over. Had a real high fence up there. Had a solid fence up about 30-35 feet, and they had a screen on top, way up on top of that.
So a hard hit ball would hit the screen and drop for a double or single. That must have been awful.
Well, the right fielder, he's almost right back to first base.
Yeah. Nothing you can do about it, though.
Well, there was some awful good ball. There were some good games played in that part.
Oh, I bet. Some exciting games.
Yes, sir.
Is there one game, talking about games, is there one game that you remember that really stands out in your mind?
I pitched a lot of good ball games. You know, low scoring games?
Yes, sir. A lot of shutouts.
Yeah. But to go back and pick out one in particular, I can't think that's it.
Oh, I know. It's
something about not having it a no hitter or something, and somebody came up to pick one.
Yeah, you did have a one-hitter somewhere along the way. That must have been it.
Well, yes, somewhere got somebody, but I could recall that right now. I can't do it.
I understand. Can I ask you about some of the players you played with and against?
Yeah.
Okay, a fellow that I think was, you know, I never saw him play, but just on his record, must have been an awfully good hitter, Cy Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Was he as good a hitter as it appears he was?
Yes, he was. He played in American League a long time.
Uh-huh.
Same one you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, he came over there. Yeah. He was on a downgrade and was just about through, but yeah, he could hit. You had to pitch real careful to him.
Yeah. Good power.
Okay.
What about Lefty O'Doul?
He was a good one, too.
A lot of people think he belongs in the Hall of Fame. Do you think so?
Yeah. Well, as I'm concerned,
yeah. Oh, he could hit the ball. Chuck Kline.
Yes, he's another one.
Now he is in the Hall of Fame, and he won the Triple Crown one year. I think when you were there, didn't he?
I think he did.
Yeah. Was? Pardon me.
Chuck was. He was an extra good hitter.
Yeah.
What I mean by that, if the ball was over the edge, round the edge of the plate or something like that, it'd be almost the same as right down to the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, only a good hitter can make them look that way. What about a fella all you had there a year or so, Buzz Arlette. He was a minor league legend, but he never quite, he couldn't field evidently well enough to play in the majors. Do you remember him?
Yeah, just slightly. But he had an itch being, or maybe, I guess that's why he's moving around too much. He wasn't quite as good as the rest.
Yeah, he hit well, but the glove was kind of strange to him. A man you didn't ever play with, but you played against for several years, Babe Herman. He was evidently a marvelous hitter and also may have had some trouble with the glove.
Well, yeah, he did. He was one of those when he came time to come to play, he wished he was somebody else.
Yeah. A lot of people think he belongs in the Hall of Fame as well.
Well, I would vote for it.
Good, good. He evidently was a pretty nice fellow. I understand he passed away a year or so ago. Your catcher in Brooklyn, Al Lopez. Was he the best defensive catcher you ever saw? Yeah, he was there a long time in the major leagues. Was he a good leader then? He became an excellent leader later on. That's a good man to have around. Who was the best player you saw?
And he's going to the tail end of his career. I still got to say it. It's got to be Babe Ruth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was. He was. Well, I guess he was still at his peak when you went to Cleveland. And then when you saw him later on.
Yeah. And he was, yeah. He hit a home run off of me.
Well, he hit a home run off a lot of guys. You're not alone there.
As I remember, I just won. I don't know how many times I pitched to him, not a terrible lot, but over one, I remember he hit off of him. Al Lopez was catching.
Oh, yeah? So this was when he was with Boston?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That was the very last, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And you know, in the right field at Boston, you know, it's kind of short.
Yes, sir.
The foul line, it runs, well, the right field bleachers, the end of, left-hand end of the right field bleachers that faced out to the center field,
mm-hmm.
it was right on the line.
Oh, boy.
And I know that rope there that Al was catching, he said, let's put this guy inside and see if he can hit a home run. Almost
that was it was a whole lot different ball game back then, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Do you follow the game today?
Yes,
do you follow baseball today?
Not a whole lot. No, if it's on TV, I watch it.
Okay. Well, you're still a fan then.
Yeah.
That's good. Did you save souvenirs from your career? Caps or gloves or anything?
I really had them. But somebody liked my, I had a scrapbook from the beginning to the end.
Oh, boy.
Somebody liked everything, signed ball, I don't know what all. They liked it a heck of a lot better than I did, I guess. The whole works.
They stole it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
One thing that I have left.
Oh, that's awful. When did that happen?
I don't know. Well, I had them in the car, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going over to a friend's house, and they wanted to bring the stuff, you know, it's easy to carry, so they could look at it.
Yes, sir.
And I carried it, and I left it in the car for a little while when I went in, and I guess I stayed in a little bit longer than I thought so, and went back out. It wasn't a single thing there.
Oh, boy. That's terrible.
All over, all for $500 or more. Somebody just let me know where it was.
They probably sold it for a whole lot more than that.
Yeah, no telling.
You remember Harlan Clift played third base for the Browns about the time you were playing?
Mm-hmm.
Harlan Clift?
Yeah.
Darkie Clift?
I can't recall it.
Yeah, you never played against him because he was in the other league. He died here about 6 or 8 weeks ago, and I had known him. And when he passed away, and they were making the arrangements for everything, somebody broke into his apartment and stole all of his souvenirs. His son told me that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sick. That's just awful. Well, do you still get fan mail?
Oh, it really isn't, actually isn't fan mail, but I still get stuff for you to autograph.
Oh, so they send pictures and things?
Yes, pictures and just a piece of paper.
Just cards and stuff, yeah.
Anything they can just pick up a piece that looks like and says it.
Do you?
I still get them.
You still sign?
I still do what?
Do you sign these autograph requests?
Yeah.
Good.
I guess that's 10-piece toilet paper and one with it. I guess that's it.
Well, you know, people look in the book and they see your record. And a lot of people, you know, they may not know, obviously, there's not too many people around who saw you pitch anymore, but they look at your record and they realize how good a pitcher you must have been pitching for the sorry teams, and I guess your autograph probably has a little value to them.
Yeah. So I say most of the people, not all, but most of the people, they read all that. They really don't know what it is. Don't know exactly the meaning of all of it.
Yes, sir. That's true. That's true. I guess a lot of people look at it and say you had a losing record, so it must not have been much. Yeah. But when you look at, and I have not figured this out in total depth yet, but when you look at your winning percentage as compared to the team's winning percentage, you were far, far better than the teams you played for.
Well, yeah.
Your earned run average was usually a half a run to a run better, at least, than the rest of the team, than the whole team was. And, you know, if they put you on a team that had some fielding and batting support, your record would have at least been reversed, if not more.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, yeah, any team that had Klein and O'Doul had some hitters.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But the fielding wasn't good, and the pitching beyond you and maybe one other guy was never very much.
Yeah, that's about it, I guess.
Must have been very frustrating.
Yes, it is.
Well, would you go back and do it again if you were a young man again?
I certainly would.
You like it? You enjoyed it?
Yeah.
Great. Any regrets?
No. No, I don't care what it is, what it's good or bad. I don't have any regrets, no.
Good.
I just wish that I could have been with a better tub.
Yeah, that sure would have been nice.
Oh yeah.
And as a guy who's been with the Yankees for
there wouldn't be any baseball clubs. Everybody would want to be on the best.
That's right. That's what makes the game is they've got to be good ones and bad ones.
Yeah. Even the bottom club, you come right down to it, they're not half of a ball club. They're not a bad ball club.
No, they're just not as good as the others. That's right.
That's right.
Anybody who makes the major leagues is an outstanding ball player. There's no question about that.
He's got to be good, but they'll give him a tryout. A lot of them, they'll try him out before they put him in the record.
Yeah.
Even though they know he was good where he was playing, but they've got to wait and see if he can play where they want him to first.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you've got to. That's part of the game. Ray, I appreciate your time. This has been very enjoyable. Would you like to see a copy of this before I send it into the magazine?
Well, if you got time and you want to, yes.
Sure. I like it if the fellows I interview do look at it before I submit it to make sure that they think it's okay.
I look at it and read it. If I want to add something, that'd be all right.
Okay, well, it'll be out, let's see, this is Thursday. It's probably going to be the first of the week before I get it completed, and I'll send it to you. You'll get it one day next week. Okay, well, when it does appear in the magazine, would you like some copies of the magazine?
Well, I wouldn't mind, yes.
Okay, that'd be great. How many would you like?
One or two, three, something.
Okay, we'll send you three or four. Pardon me? Okay. And if you ever decide you want more, we can get you some more. One last thing. You and I have the same birthday.
What?
You and I have the same birthday. A few years apart, but April 22nd is my birthday, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just noticed that. Yeah, well, yep. I've been called worse than that.
I mean, yes, sir.
Ray, thank you for your time very, very much, sir. And I'll get you a copy of this out in the next 4 or 5 days. I was sure glad you spoke with me. Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thursday, 12, 4:59 p.m.